Today's Amud for Chazara is Tainis Tezvav Amud Aleph. We're holding on Yudalad Amud Beis, seven lines from the bottom, the middle of the line, Vamar Belazar. So says the Gemara, Vamar Belazar, Layakol Bekriya Velayakol Benefila. Not everyone's tefillas are answered through Kriya, through tearing their clothing, and not everyone's answered through falling, through bowing. Moshe V'Aaron Benefila, Yeshua V'Kalei Bekriya. We find that Moshe and Aaron were answered through bowing, and Yeshua and Kalev through tearing their clothing. Moshe v'Aaron b'nefila d'chsev, as the pasuk says, v'yipol Moshe v'Aaron al p'neihem. It says they fell on their faces. Yeshua v'Kalev b'kriya d'chsev, as the pasuk says, the next pasuk, v'yeshua ben Nun v'Kalev ben Yefunu karu b'gdeihem. So you see, they tore their clothing. They did kriya. Now, mask for Reb Zeira, mitamer of Shmuel bar Nachmani, iav k'siv Yehoshua. If it say without the vav Yehoshua, k'dek Amrin, I would have said like you that each one was naig a different type of tefillah. Moshe and Aaron did the bowing, and Yeshua and Kalev they did the tearing. But hashda d'k'siv v'Yehoshua, it says the extra vav v'Yehoshua, it says and Yehoshua the vav achibur. It's mash mahavaha of it that they did both, that they bowed and they tore their clothing, and not like Reb Elazar. Rabbi Lazar said, "Layakol bekimav, layakol b'shtachavaya." In the future, when the Gayim see Klal Yisrael, so some of them are going to bow, and some of them are going to stand up. Not everyone's. Some are going to bow and they're not going to stand. Some are going to stand and they're not going to bow. Malachim bekimav, the sarim b'shtachavaya. The kings are going to stand, and the officers, the sarim, the princes, they're going to bow. Malachim bekimav, they're going to stand. Dechsev, as the pasuk says, "Kayamar Hashem gal yisol kedoshay that lives a nefesh lemizayv gal leavid maishlem malachim yiru v'kamu." That this nation who was once despised, kings are going to see them and they're going to stand up. The sarim v'shtachavaya, the officers, the princes, they're going to bow. Dechsev, as it says in the very same pasuk, it says that sarim v'shtachavu, that the sarim, when the princes, when they see Klal Yisrael, they're going to bow. Now, ask for Reb Zeira v'tim Reb Shmuel bar Nachmani, iav k'siv sarim yishtachavu without the vav. K'dek Amrin, I would have said like you, but hash dechsev sarim v'yishtachavu. It says the vav achibur havahav. It's mashma that the sarim do both. Now, Amr of Nachman by Yitzchak, Afani Oimer, I'll add a third memra to this list, a similar type of memra, that Leia Kola Aira, Valeia Kola Simcha. Not everyone, not every tzaddik in the future is going to be Zaycha to Aira, and not everyone's going to be Zaycha to Simcha. Some will get each one. Tzaddikim la Aira, Yisharim la Simcha. Tzaddikim will get Aira, and Yisharim, who is on a higher level than the Tzaddikim, Rashi says, they're going to get Simcha. Tzaddikim lo ayra dechsev or zarua letzaddik. It says or zarua letzaddik. Uli yisharim lesimcha, and the yisharim will be zeichet to simcha dechsev, as the pasuk says, uli yisrei leiv simcha. Hadron Allah me'emasai. Says the Mishnah now, Seder Tanya is Ketzad. Now, what was the Seder of these seven fasts? We said that they would fast if there was a drought, they would have a series of three, another series of three, and then ultimately a series of seven fasts if the matzav got serious enough. So now, what was this? What did they do exactly during these seven fasts? It says the Mishnah, Maitzian Esateva L'Rechayva Shalir, they would take the Aron Kodesh into the city square, V'nais and Efer Miklal Gabe Ateva, they would put ashes on top. U'Bereish HaNasi, they would put ashes also on the head of the Nasi, Bereish HaBezdin, and the head of the HaBezdin. V'kol Echav Echa Nais and and each individual would then put ashes on his own head. Hazakin Shaban Aimer Lefnei Divrei Kvushin, the elder amongst them would say Divrei Musar. He would say as follows: Achenu, he would say, my brothers, like never banche Ninve Viyar Elokim Esakam Estanisam. It doesn't say by Ninve when they did tshuva that Hashem saw their sackcloth in their fast. Although they fasted, although they put on sackcloth, that's not the ikkar. Those are external things. Elo, what does the pasuk say? V'yarlu kimes mahaseyem ki shavu midarkam ara. It says Hashem saw the tshuva that they did, that they were being chayzer b'tshuva. That's what Hashem wants to see. It's true. We're putting on the ashes. We're fasting, but that's not the ikkar. The ikkar is for you to do tshuva. V'kabalu hu aimer, and it says in Yoel, it says v'kiru levavchem v'al bigdeichem. It says tear your hearts, not your clothing. Meaning do tshuva. That's the ikar, not just to tear your clothing, not just to fast. The betfila, they would get up and they would daven, and before chazar sashatz, my reading lefnei ateva, they would have serve as the chazan someone who was a zaken, he was older, v'ragil, he knew the nusach, v'yesh leibanim, he had a family to support, ubeisay reikam, he didn't have much money to support them, so he really needed this rain, he really needed the parnasa, kadeshi aliboy shalom betfila, so he wanted dafka, a guy like this, to be the chazan, so that he should daven with more kavana. V'aymer lefnei an esim v'arba brachis, and for chazar sashatz, he would say 24 brachis for his shmein asrei. Shmein asrei shebechol yayim, the classic 18 brachis that we say every day in shmein asrei, and he would say an additional six. Ve'elu hein, and these are the additional six. Zechrayinais, Veshayfrais El Hashem Betzarasli Karasi Vayaneni Esayin Ayelaharim Mimamakim Karsicha Hashem. And the sixth and final one was Tefila Laani Kiyatov. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Rabbi Yehuda says, and no, the first two, Haya Alei Atzayuch Leimar Zechonis and Shayfrais, that I'm not asking that he would say Zechonis and Shayfrais, that's reserved for Rosh Hashanah. El Aimer Tachteyan, the two tefillas that he would say in place of Zechonis and Shayfrais are Rav Kiyah Ba'aretz, Dever Kiyah, and Asher Hayadvar Hashem El Yirmiyo Al Divrei Abatzaris. Va'aymer, now whichever the six tefillahs that he would say, va'aymer chais mein, is he would end off the tefillah with a bracha. He would end off it with six additional tefillahs with brachas, with baruch atah Hashem, and some sort of ending to the bracha. Now what were the endings to these brachas? To these six brachas, Sa'al Rishayna, which sounds like it's saying on the first additional bracha, but really, as we'll see, really refers to on the bracha of Re'e, which is when he started inserting these six additional brachas. Sa'al Rishayna on the bracha of Re'e, the regular Re'e that we say every day in Shemini Esrei, who Aimer, he would end off, he would say, Misha Anes Avram Baharamayriya, Hu Yan Eschem Yishmakot Zakoschem, Ayayim Azeh, Baruch Ata Hashem, Gol Yisrael. Al Shnei Hu Aimer on the second bracha, on the first additional bracha, Hu Aimer he would say, Mishanes Avisinu Al Yamsof, Hu Yan Eschem, Yishmakol Sakoschem, Yamazeh Baruch Ata Hashem, Zoichan Nishkachis. Al Shlishis on the third, the second additional, Hu Aimer, Mishanes Yeshua Begilgul, Yan Eschem, Yishmakol Sakoschem, Yamazeh Baruch Ata Hashem, Shoimea Teruah. Al Revias on the fourth one, the third additional bracha, Hu Aimer he would say, Mishanes Shmua Bamitzvah, Yan Eschem, Yishmakol Sakoschem, Yamazeh Baruch Ata Hashem, Shoimea Tzaka. Al Chamishis, the fifth one, the fourth additional bracha, Hu Aimer he would end off, Mishanes Aliyahu Barakarma, Hu Yan Eschem, Yishmakol Tzakoschem, Yamazeh Baruch Ata Hashem, Shemei Tfilah. Alashishis, on the sixth bracha, the fifth additional one, Hu Aimer he would say, Mishanes Yoina Mimei Adago, Hu Yan Eschem, Yishmakol Tzakoschem, Yamazeh Baruch Ata Hashem, Ha'ayna Beis Tzara. Alashvias, on the seventh, the sixth additional one, Hu Aimer he would say, Mishanes David Veshlomo Benobi Yushalayim, Hu Yan Eschem, Yishmakol Tzakoschem, Yamazeh Baruch Ata Hashem, Hamirachim Ala Aretz. Oh, you're right, son.